Yeah, go on.
So you're saying that the option two you're saying is better.
That is correct. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and did ask a couple of questions that they ask us is about whether things should be specifically avoided. For example, a whole new town development within their green belt. They have an area of green belt in their authority. And I think we broadly agree with that. So, yeah, they ask, do you have any further comments? And I don't think we do. So the recommendation before members tonight is to agree with our questions. That the recommendation says 24, but there actually are 30. So to agree with that and to let officers actually write back to the city authority with those comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that brief explanation. So, as Mr. Fuller said, the recommendation printed on page 54, it says 24 questions, and that needs, we'll change that to 30 questions when it gets moved. Carlo.
Yes, Chairman. Yeah, I would like to, if you've moved the recommendation, I'll quite happily second that. And it just like goes to show that Chelmsford can more or less grow whatever they want, more or less. They are a city which have got no constraints. And that's a massive difference with what we're trying to achieve here. The fact that Chelmsford are quite keen and quite happy to work with us, it's only an approbation of the of what the work we've done with Braintree and Colchester, which is a national first, by the way. There are no other authorities in the country which are working together like we are with Colchester and Braintree. And the eventual creation of a joint local plan, again, that will be a first in the country. So the fact that Chelmsford, you know, option two, absolutely spot on with that. I agree with all the answers that have been put in the document. For them to grow, they could grow anywhere they want to, really. You know, it's probably one of the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest, district or city council in Essex. And the fact that we're commenting on their or what they propose is pretty good. And I'm happy to second your recommendation.
I had Councillor Howard.
Thank you, Chair. I've got a couple of observations, really, and sort of questions, really. So we talk in question seven, we're talking about new jobs that need to be provided. And if I refer you to page 16 in terms of their report, as opposed to the actual page number, which is 88, at the bottom of the page, it shows main commuting flows into and out of Chelmsford. So it's got various surrounding districts, including Maldon, Colchester, Braintree, etc., etc. And it also includes London, as you would expect. So we've got London incoming 23. So it kind of shows they are showing small numbers where they exist. So my concern here is that there's tendering doesn't appear on here. Now, you could say, well, tendering doesn't border Chelmsford, but then neither does Colchester. It's got Braintree in between, hasn't it, in the sort of way it works. So my question is that I don't think they've considered tendering in any way, shape or form. And you could say, well, it may be quite low, the numbers. And indeed, they may. But I would contend that there would be more than 23 people commuting to Chelmsford, and probably more than 23 may commute back from Chelmsford to tendering. I would expect the net flow to be from here to Chelmsford. But it's not... but it's not reflected in any way. So my concern is that in question seven about considering jobs and jobs that are provided, the knock-on effect you need to consider is that if we're going to build, say, 10,000 houses here, then the number of people that are going in on net to Chelmsford from here will increase, and therefore it should be considered in their plan due to the duty of cooperation that when we increase our housing and there may be a shortage of jobs here, that the number of people commuting to Chelmsford will increase, and therefore, proportionally, they need to provide jobs to accept those people and provide employment for our residents. Now, I don't think the numbers are huge, but I think it's a point that's been missed out. So that's my first point. And the second point is question 14, which is referring to... how will people get around? I think this is a much smaller point, but it talks a lot, page 21 of their report, which is 93 of ours. It talks about in the various sections, it talks about the people going to and from Chelmsford and all of this. But an issue here is that there's a lot of people who go through the district of Chelmsford, both ways, probably on balance, they're moving towards London. So I've got no concern with the fact that they're talking about wanting to widen the A12 and they're wanting to improve the railway, although we've heard that, you know, the actual scope for that may be small and goodness knows it's required. So I've got no concerns with what their aspirations are, but they seem to be focusing on people going in and out of Chelmsford rather than people going through Chelmsford. And I think the numbers going through Chelmsford are significant. The fact they don't get off at Chelmsford, so to speak, is not the issue. If you know, 5,000 people get on in Norwich and 3,000 people get on in Manningtree, by the time it gets to Chelmsford, if it stops at Chelmsford, there's no seats. That's now. Exactly. And that's assuming you can even squeeze onto the trains, because we know what it's like. So there needs to be a lot more consideration given to people passing and transiting through Chelmsford in each direction, and I don't see that in the report. So I think we should perhaps comment on that as well, and they need to... They're looking at the right things, but their volumes that they're looking at may be wrong. They may need to consider the increase from upstream in further developments, again in Tendring, in Colchester, all the way up to Norfolk.
That's a good point about the trains. I used to commute from Chelmsford, and every time a train came in the morning, it was already packed, and it was kind of slightly frustrating. Who do I have next?
Joy,
Councillor Boddick.
Sorry, I think what I was going to say has basically been covered about the A12 upgrade. It's just that needs doing now. And Carlo mentioned the Garden City thing, all that sort of working together issue. So I've just noticed on the possible housing sites of 2011, there is a huge space for land already in the book of possible housing sites that will take 7,500 now. So I don't know if anyone's looking into that. I know 5,500 are in tendering, and I think the others are across the border in Colchester. But I don't know if that can be brought forward to take some of the numbers.
OK, thanks for that. Nick, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, just a point I'd like to raise. Thank you, Tom, for clarifying my thoughts on this. Many years ago, it was mooted that the A12 from the M25 to Chelmsford should be an M road, and it was down to be upgraded, I believe, to that, and then a change of government or money's ran out, whatever. And you do realise there isn't one single motor road in the six counties of East Anglia. Not one. And the thing that worried me about this is the same thing that I think the committee generally is feeling is, great for Chelmsford, really not of our business in tendering, but is that yet another hold-up for us going further west and for people from the west coming east? And bearing in mind tourism is one of our great drivers here, so this is most important, and another hold-up along that line, the A12, which is the only road into us, and out of here would have a detrimental effect on tendering, in my opinion. So under question 30... I think we can put suggestions forward, and I would like to think that we could agree to putting a suggestion forward that the A12 through to the M25 from Brentwood intersection there to Chelmsford be upgraded to be considered for upgrading to M25 status, plus the already agreed ideas of upgrading the A12. Thank you.